This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Watch us. Love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
High noon. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We got a Keefer Madness scheduled for 12:45. We got your phone calls, 617-779-7937. You can jump in here and discuss Drake May, scheduled to hit the podium any moment. He already made us wait months and months and months.
Yeah.
So what's another 10 or 15 minutes?
Why
we'll
not?
See whenever he elects to grace us with his presence. You'll hear that live here on Jones and Keefe. If we start to mix in more Bill and Jordan conversations, I know a lot of you claim to not want to hear about that. Well, first of all, you can blame Bill and Jordan. Secondarily, you can blame Drake May for taking his sweet time.
Apparently, miscommunication, because we were all told 11:45. It even says it on their little graphic that they have on Patriots YouTube.
Maybe that's
been pivoted to noon. It's now past high noon.
Maybe he just found out they brought in an undrafted quarterback and he's upset about it, and so he's airing some people out.
Could be.
There's another quarterback on this team.
I don't think so. Not
How
so fast,
you?
My friends.
Yes, I'm gonna give somebody a piece of my mind.
That's true.
Real quick, since this came out in the last 15 minutes. Mike Reese, among many of the beat reporters, said, mark the schedule. The Patriots anticipate announcing the 2025 inductee of their Hall of Fame early next week. Fan voting closed yesterday, so the voting's done.
Voting's in the books. Go ahead.
The finalists are Edelman, Mankins, Vinatieri.
I think they all should be in. I do think that Vinatieri should be in first out of that group, but my guess is if they really go based off fan voting.
It's truly a fan vote.
I think Edelman will get in. Wildly popular. He's one of the most popular players in the history of the franchise, and it's more recent. Right? People have short memory. I, myself, very short memory. So as incredible as Vinatieri was, he's had a long career after the Patriots.
Yeah.
Edelman was all Patriots.
I would vote Vinatieri. Like, look, if they both get in back-to-back years, what are we really griping about? But who should get him first? Vinatieri should get him first. I don't think there's much debate. And I would push back. I wouldn't have Mankins in the team Hall. I think he's got a better shot at the NFL Hall of Fame, Pro Football Hall of Fame, than the Patriots team Hall of Fame, but that's just me.
He's a good guard.
So it's the voting's done, but they're going to wait till next week. I don't quite get it.
It's a tease. It's like the NFL schedule announcement.
The Patriots also posted an update. What was the update there, Nick?
Please note that the team is currently holding an off-season workout. Times are approximate.
Okay. Like they're working out right now?
What'd you send us an email for if the times are approximate? Why'd you send us an email telling us when the press conference is going to be?
So he's going to talk at 11:45. Just kidding.
These times are all fluid.
Ah, the good old days. We're back.
You guys want hats? Just kidding.
That's true. Yeah, we're not getting hats. That's actually a good call. This is more like Belichick.
That's a good point.
Mayo would have these guys at the press conference.
He would.
They'd all practice to do press conferences.
Say what you want about Mayo. He'd cancel practice, though, so they could have they could talk to the
media.
True.
They might not be working on anything football-wise, but they were on time. Those guys were on time. All right, let's push away from Drake May. We can circle back whenever
he bothers to talk,
we'll circle back to it. In the meantime, what do you want to do first, Keith? Do you want to replay our plans for Bill to let down Jordan easy?
Yeah.
You want to do that first, or you want to get into their statements?
Oh, their statements?
Yeah.
Belichick
and CBS.
Well, let's do that actually first, because when we got off the air, actually the last like 10 minutes of our show, there was one guy in the world that we never heard of that had the statement from Bill. And we were like, that's out there, but we don't want to get like
It was some
Eric
UNC
Shun.
Reporter. Right. It was some UNC reporter, and Cotillo went to UNC. He retweeted it. We should have known right then and there.
Yeah, right.
But we read through the statement, and there were a few lines that threw us off. But yeah, we didn't want to get, as you said.
Yeah.
Eric shunned.
So we read it. We're
Sports
like,
talk ball sacked. We didn't want that to happen.
I'm like, this doesn't really help him. I'm like, this isn't great. It's not crazy. So it's like, I guess it's possible. A deep fake, as they would call it, Jones.
But it turns out it was true.
No, it's the real deal.
Here's
so
a
North Carolina now is going to get involved in this.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
this is like through North Carolina.
It's a statement on their website.
Right.
On the UNC football website, courtesy of Bill Belichick. He said, I agreed to speak with CBS Sunday to promote my new book, The Art of Winning. Lessons from my life in football. Prior to this interview, I clearly communicated to my publicist at Simon & Schuster.
Mm-hmm.
So not CBS,
no.
His publisher,
right.
that any promotional interviews I participated in would agree to focus solely on the contents of the book. Stop. Florio pointed this out. It's a great point. The idea that Jordan is off limits and we're only sticking to what's in the book. How did Bill refer to her again in the book, Keith?
Creative muse and idea mill.
So she's in the book.
Oh, she's in the acknowledgments. Yeah.
Okay. That's the acknowledgments are part of the book?
In the book, part of the 260-page book.
I mean, I believe, yeah. I would think that's part of the book. So I don't really get what Bill's stamping his feet about, but okay. He says, unfortunately, that expectation was not honored during the interview. I was surprised when unrelated topics were introduced. Poor Bill.
He was surprised.
Yeah, he's caught off guard.
He's only done interviews for 50 years, but he was surprised by this.
If he's truly surprised, then maybe that speaks volumes about
good point.
Modern-day acumen.
He might be.
And I repeatedly expressed to the reporter, Tony DeCoppel, and the producers, I preferred to keep the conversation centered around the book. So Bill apparently is pleading. Guys, please. Yeah. Let's stick to the book.
Let's sell this
Stay
book.
On topic. Please, please, please. Please, I can't deflect questions. I haven't done that for 20-plus years. I can't deflect and ignore any question. Please, can we just please?
Maybe
let's
the
keep
goat,
it on topic, guys.
Maybe the goat at deflecting questions.
So that's what Bill wants us to believe.
Right.
He's pleading. Mm-hmm. He's just like, guys, please, would you stop?
Guys, I can't. This is too much to take.
After this occurred several times, I wonder how many several is, Jordan, with whom I share both a personal and professional relationship with,
wild,
stepped in to reiterate that point. To help refocus the discussion. You think it's wild he referred to her that way?
Yeah, kind of. I think it's funny that he put it so
That's the
bluntly.
Line that
yeah.
when we said we weren't sure if it was real or not yesterday initially.
Like that seems fake.
That's the line that struck me as fake, yes.
Because it's like, I'm surprised that he would even go there and just write that the way that it is. But also confirming all the reports that have been out there that she's his de facto manager and doing all this stuff. Because you're like, oh, okay, that's what people are hearing. That's what people are saying. But he's like, no. It's like, I guess business and pleasure, as it turns out.
She was not deflecting any specific question or topic. I mean, there was one that we saw, but maybe there were more.
She, for sure, we saw it, right.
Well, we saw one, but I think his contention is she was jumping in on a lot of these.
Yeah.
But simply doing her job to ensure the interview stayed on track. She did a great job of that. You know what keeps an interview on track? Storming off for 30 minutes.
Storming off and piping in every question like you're a defense attorney. Like that's not what you're there for.
That's what makes an interview go smoothly. Yeah. You don't understand PR, Keith. You see, what makes an interview go smoothly is interjecting, stamping your feet, walking out. Come on, Bill, we're leaving. We're leaving, Bill. I'm done with this, Bill. We're leaving.
Even though we set
Bill,
the
are
top.
You coming?
Even though we wanted to do this.
Yeah. Bill, are you coming? Are you coming with me? Or what are you doing?
Bad.
30 minutes later, they come back. That's how you keep an interview on track. You don't understand PR if you don't think that. Some of the clips make it appear as though we were avoiding the question of how we met, but we've been very open about the fact that Jordan and I met on a flight to Palm Beach in 2021.
Well, you weren't open in that interview about it.
Well, not
and that has really taken this thing off to another level.
Not that we saw. Released the full tape. Maybe they were very
Unless
open
they did some
it.
Tricky editing and she was objecting to a different question when asked about.
I doubt that. But
I doubt it too.
If we get to see the full tape, we'll know. But that's Bill's contention. They're very open about it. I'm not sure they were in the interview.
So let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Bill Belichick's written statement defending his girlfriend. Whose idea was that?
Oh, good question.
His girlfriend.
Yeah, probably.
She was like, Bill, they're saying, because first of all,
Who wrote the statement?
Well, also true. I kind of believe Bill when he's like, I'm on these social media things, but I don't really pay attention.
Oh,
I 100% agree with that.
I totally. He probably doesn't even know how to access it and look up the mentions.
So he might.
I totally believe that.
He might not be well aware of the backlash this interview got. No. Like, on his own. What do you mean?
You don't think he's aware of the backlash this is getting? Just because he doesn't have a social media account.
But
he watches ESPN and stuff like that. Like, he has to know.
Well, true. I guess if he's watching ESPN. But if he's not just, like, doing X's and O's in his playbook and talking to Michael Lombardi about, like, the 72 Raiders or whatever. Like, I think if he is not on Twitter, like, he himself is not actually on Twitter. If he's not actually on Instagram. If he's not actively, like, listening and watching all these shows and podcasts, which he probably isn't spending a ton of time doing. But I'm guessing his 24-year-old girlfriend is, and is like, oh, I'm trending again today. I'm trending into positive, I assume? Positive.
10,000 new followers?
Oh, all negative.
Mm-hmm.
Like, legit all negative. So then she's having a hissy fit telling him, like, they're saying mean things about me. You need to defend me. Like, this is going to make it a lot better. So then he issues this, and then, like, less than an hour later, CBS is like, we got one for you.
CBS was ready to go. Here's the end of Bill's statement. This actually might be my favorite part.
Okay.
The final 8-minute segment does not reflect the productive 35-minute conversation we had. So again, does Bill want? What did
he wants like a long form
interview?
Did
Bill want to be the entire?
Come on a podcast,
CBS
then.
Sunday morning.
Go on Rogan.
That CBS Sunday is it an hour? Is it 40 minutes without commercials?
I don't know.
Yeah, Bill wanted to be, he wanted the whole thing aired? Yeah. Like, he wanted the whole thing.
And only about what he learned in football. That's what they wanted to hear.
Yeah, the 8 minute. Yeah, they edit stuff out. When they talk to you for 35 minutes, spoiler alert, the whole thing's not making the news.
I have a feeling it won't.
I'm shocked it was 8 minutes. I thought that thing could have been 3 or 4. It didn't even need to be 8. You're lucky you got 8. He says that it covered a wide range of topics related to his career. Instead, it presents selectively edited clips and stills, the one still that everybody's seen with Jordan.
Yeah.
Just a few minutes of the interview to suggest a false narrative that Jordan was attempting to control the conversation, which is simply not true. CBS put out their statement, as you said, Keith, shortly after that. When we agreed to speak with Mr. Belichick, it was for a wide-ranging interview. A CBS News spokesman said in a statement posted on Twitter, there were no preconditions or limitations to this conversation. This was confirmed repeatedly with his publisher before the interview took place and after it was completed. So they both talked to the publisher. Bill didn't talk to UNC. Bill didn't talk to CBS, rather. CBS didn't talk to Bill. Somewhere the publisher's in the middle. They're both blaming the publisher in the middle of it. I would say CBS did stick to the book. Robert Kraft may not have been mentioned in the book. You can't ask about his boss for 24 years. That's talking about football and his exit from New England.
But also,
you can't ask about Jordan. She's in the book. So I think CBS, whether they communicated it directly to Bill or not, they communicated it to the publisher. All that stuff is fair play.
And, well, the Robert Kraft thing specifically is about the book, because the question is, why is he not in there? And so you chose not to put
him in there.
That's
a good point. That is about the book.
Much about the book.
Great
and
point.
That's proving that either the interviewer or at least somebody with CBS read the entire thing cover to cover and was confirming with him why he wasn't in the book. Is there like a reason for it or whatever? He's like, even in the acknowledgments. So that's all in the book. And then what you mentioned earlier, Jordan is in the book. So they mention her as well. Like, all right, that's interesting. Like, you know, this woman that you have not known nearly as long as Robert Kraft or nearly as long as I'm sure most of the people in that acknowledgement section, you toss her name out there. Let's talk about that. But you don't want to talk about that. He thought the whole thing was going to be about like watching his dad coach at Navy.
Seriously.
Like, I don't think so.
Yeah, you come out in a Navy sweatshirt.
That's why I'm wearing the sweatshirt.
Yeah. So you made an interesting point earlier, Keith.
Thank you.
And Florio had highlighted this as well. CBS, they say, when we agreed. So Bill wanted to go in there. Bill wanted to do the interview. The publisher, probably more so, wanted to do the interview. Maybe Bill went along with it. But it's like, we're doing you. It's a news show.
Well, no, this is what I think.
News show on Sunday morning for a national audience.
Yeah.
Do you think the dumb football coach writing a book is typically a big story? No, they weren't planning on doing that. Instead, what happened is the publisher probably reached out. They're like, Bill Belichick is an interesting figure.
Yep.
If he's promoting the book and we can ask him interesting questions, then we'll put it on our show. Do you think they just wanted him to drone on about the lessons he learned in football? Let me give you the lesson. Can I give you the lesson that he
Please,
learned?
Let's hear it.
He fell ass backwards into the best quarterback of all time and won a whole bunch.
That helps.
Like, that's the lesson. I could do that interview in 30 seconds.
So, you know what's funny is Bill clearly, I think, felt a certain way about Brady. And when Brady was with Giselle and all of a sudden Giselle looked at Brady and was like, you need to be more of like a business. So then the next thing you know, like TB12 launches. By the end of his time here in New England, he does like his whole Tom versus Time documentary and all the stuff that he didn't really want to do. And some might argue that that was sort of influenced by Giselle. Since Bill has been with Jordan, because now that you go back to 2021, like remember when he did that Subway commercial and everybody was like, Bill's in a Subway commercial? He's never been in commercials.
Strange.
I would say she had her fingerprints on that.
Probably.
The Dunkin' Donuts Super Bowl commercial, the NFL red carpet, NFL Honors red carpet thing, being on Instagram and Twitter when he famously joked about those things for years about how he's not on them.
Yeah.
Now he's on them.
Tentacles,
Pat McAfee.
Tentacles like, all over it.
Yeah, she won all these things. And I think some have been like, you know, no, I wouldn't say positive or negative. They've just been kind of neutral decisions, like whatever. But then something like this where she's like, you need to get out and promote your book and you need to get on this CBS morning show. I bet it was her idea. And then she's there and ends up backfiring on her. Like this is, she's not really a PR person. Because everybody was like,
no,
like he was working with these people with the Patriots, like Bears for like a long time. Now you have somebody who has zero experience doing it and you're not even questioning it. You're just like going along with all of it. You're going to look foolish.
Pretty wild. So you can jump in on this 617-779-7937. I agree, Keith. She's not a PR professional, despite how she fancies herself. I would use this week as an example as to how she's not a professional. She is has a lot of professional real estate holdings, though, it turns out. We can get to those coming up in just a little bit. Plus, whenever Drake May decides to speak, you'll hear it live on Jones and Keefe. Meanwhile, Keefe,
Yes.
A lot of people are concerned for Bill Belichick, including Charles Barkley. He's one of these that is concerned for Bill. You'll hear that coming up. So people are concerned. People are asking questions. What we took it upon ourselves to do, because maybe Bill needs some help, give him some ideas if he wants to get out of this relationship on how he should let down Jordan Hudson easily. So,
although we may have...
Oh.
We may have the QB.
Oh, we do. Yeah.
Do we?
Well,
I see him.
I have an ad.
Oh. Maybe after the ad. I'm looking at him right now. I think we can get to him after...
So you're saying we should hold off on our 60-second play? Oh, good.
I think we probably should.
Let's hear from the quarterback, Drake May. Okay, final question. Final something interesting in there.
Thank you, Phil.
Our list was... No, good question by Phil Perry, in all seriousness, to at least get to that topic.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he could have used a follow-up. But I was curious if he had roster input. Didn't answer that. Wasn't asked about it. Curious where he's been. Wasn't asked about that. and then the Joe Milton trade, finally, at the tail end of that, he gave an answer, which for him... He's pretty quick with these. For him, was a little meandering. So maybe we can pick at that, dig in on it. More on Jordan and Bill, our 60-second plans, her real estate holdings, and the latest from Drake May. We'll react to it right after Trending with Billy Laney.